of the matter. The self-destruction is served on a platter. Making a day, not failing to anticipate.
So
they got
clean,
so they fell for the bait.
That makes them a victim. You could have had a regular taco salad for that.
Hey, yeah. Taco Bell, that will kill you in a minute.
That would have cleaned you out, too.
That would cleanse you out. I don't need McDonald's or outside food, whatever that is. I don't.
Let me tell you, I can't have that no more, especially after I saw that picture of that, of those hamburgers and french fries that's 2 years old and still look brand new.
Mm-hmm. I saw that picture.
Mm-mm. That's enough for me to push my plate.
Make my own stuff. Yuck. You know what I do love though is white rice. Steamed white rice with a lot of pico de gallo on top.
We I know you it. Got rice in your house. We know we Kimmy got rice in her house.
We got to have rice.
Actually, you know what? I do, but I hate rice.
What?
Hold on.
Yeah, I hate rice too.
I got rice because when other people come to my house, like when family members come to my house and I cook, I know I have to make rice for them.
But if it was up to me,
I wouldn't eat rice because we've ate it so much. Rice and chicken. Well, I hate that shit.
No more chicken. I'm gonna start growing feather if I eat one more piece of chicken. I don't want any. I haven't seen chicken in
really, apples. Really. So you know we lie, really. So that's what you're doing.
I was gonna ask, does rice make your ass grow like that?
Really? So you lie. So we lie, right? Right.
We live.
So, yes, we are live.
You are not live.
We are live.
A few more minutes.
Smoke. We are live.
We live.
This fool.
No, no, we live. Really?
What?
Nah. Smoke. We are live, nigga.
Come on, man.
Okay, if we're not live, let me tell y'all something about Smoke. Y'all know he wear thongs.
Hold up. Big shout out to everybody on the panel. Can we start the show? Y'all finish talking about rice?
Yes.
Such an ass.
No, we're live.
We could definitely go ahead and start the show. Welcome, everybody. This is Say What Talk Show. That's right. We give you what you want, straight up, no condom, STDs, all that other stuff. You know,
we're
giving you all them surprises.
Mm-hmm. You get all the juice.
Today, we're going to be discussing the past, present, and future state of ourselves through us and children. That sounds deep, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to get that deep, though. In the beginning of the show, we like to try to get familiar with our panel. So I'm going to start off with a question. If you could go back in time and relive a childhood moment, what would it be?
A childhood moment. I guess losing my virginity in the hood. I would go back. Shout out to my ex babysitter, Miss Cassandra, wherever you at. I hope you tuned in somewhere. You made love in a hot project sweat box apartment. And I would love to go back and meet her and tell her some shit that she need to teach me so when I get older, you know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm going to say it too much.
Okay, now that's too much. TMI. Wow. I would come back to when I'm 13 years old and I'm in the beach riding my horse.
What?
Mm-hmm. I love the beach. That's where I live.
A real horse?
Or a plane?
A real horse. Well, you know, if you're talking about childhood, I would love to go back to Nicaragua and stay there and for that year when I was a child, when I was a kid.
We couldn't afford a real horse. We had a horse head on a stick. I remember those.
Well, it was not my horse. Well, it was my parents' horse. I don't care. I guess it was mine, but, you know.
I couldn't afford my Lucy died. I don't want to talk about it.
You know, I enjoyed the freedom of being a child because you know how you played outside all day and, you know, drink from your neighbor's water hose. And one of the things that I liked doing because I could actually get away with was peeing in my neighbor's yard.
What? I mean, most people.
Wait.
freaking playing with a skip it. You talking about peeing in people's neighbors' yard. That's okay.
Why would you pee in their yard?
Because, you know, y'all mamas don't like y'all opening the door and closing it and letting all the good air out.
My mom did say, don't be coming in and out of this house. Next time you come in, you stay in it.
You wouldn't be able to piss in somebody's neighbor yard.
I don't know what's in their yard, though.
I think she would have made she would have been okay with you coming in the house to pee. I'm just saying. If you had talked to your mom. In fact, if you can talk to your mama right now, I'm sure she would tell you that that was an exception to the rule.
No, it wasn't. No.
Come on, y'all can't tell me y'all ain't never pee in y'all neighbor's yard.
No, I would go to my neighbor's house of the year.
I would go to my neighbor's house and use their bathroom, but no, I would not pee in.
Your neighbors let you inside their house?
Yeah,
I had no neighbors to let any dirty children inside the house.
Why were you dirty?
I wasn't dirty. Damn,
we play hard.
What kind of playing were you playing?
Everything.
Don't care what you.
We used to go getting it, huh?
We that too.
You was that little kid that had all that juice around their lips, right? That little juice stain and all this dirt, and that dirt that be around, like that. You couldn't wear the candy necklaces because it'd be dirt around your neck with the candy necklace after you done sucked on it. That's real bad. I mean,
whatever. I was a clean, dirty child. I climbed.
You was a tomboy, huh?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. I go get it.
Other than them times I used to get trouble in school for touching on boys.
What?
Yes, the first boy I molested, I was in, I think, pre-K at Victory Christian School. His name was Jason. He was like light skinned, and he had, you know, some nice textured hair, and he's like big old lips. Y'all ain't never do that?
No.
He was light-skinned?
No.
Yes, he was. He would go to the bathroom off the playground, and I would follow him into the bathroom.
Wow. I'm going to have to send you the unknown guardian tag, Miss Veen, because I think you
Coco said that does not sound right that you molested a child.
So Veen,
but I was a child, too.
So usually if you start this kind of behavior as a child, it goes into your adulthood. So if I look up your name on the sex offender register, I'm going to find it.
Because I only do that to grown men now. I only follow grown men into bathrooms.
She's telling the truth.
she help you hold it too, Smoke?
Her aim is horrible.
I don't know how fast it's gonna shoot out. Y'all never wonder what it feel like to hold one when the pee come out?
No.
Oh my god, it is so awesome. Y'all need to try it.
It's weird because it's all, especially if he really has to go and it comes out.
Yeah, honey. What?
I don't think that I have ever held my husband's penis while he peed. You know, I really don't think that I want to. It's okay. I'm all right. Pineapples. No.
Okay, wait a minute. You guys went from childhood to husband holding penis. Okay. What happened to your childhood?
That's right. That was mean. It's mean.
I'm sorry. See, sometimes y'all get me carried away.
We get
I have
you
to hold him because he was so damn drunk he could not pee on the damn toilet. You better not pee on my floor, damn it.
Okay, y'all. Well, as you can see, we are definitely going to be talking about back in the day. So we're going to go ahead and go to one break, and then we're going to go ahead and jump right on into it.
You sure about that?
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid. Oh my god, that's cute. She's got more sex than we have. So she gave her the pills, plus she goes, wait one more week and then you can go ahead and have the sex. I was like, oh my god, I'm so embarrassed. And I was, you know, translating at the same time of working. So I'm like, okay.
anyway.
So
see, now you got me wondering, what is sex like with like an 80-year-old woman? Since your daddy,
they don't even look at
y'all. Know my mom, right? Y'all know fly, right? Just saying. You know, I'm
probably real dry.
I'm not even playing the slopes.
Shut up.
So you got
shut up. We're going live. Damn
it. We going live. We are live.
We gonna go negative live in a minute.
You keep talking about zero people sex.
I will say shout out to Spice sponsoring old people sex. That's what's up.
Hey,
y'all need to see her ass.
Got more sex than I do. Oh, there we are.
Welcome back, y'all, to Say What Talk Show. Uh-oh, we got Finn live on the air. They let you out early, Finn.
Early, late.
Oh, my goodness.
I was late, but it's all good.
Well, once again, to let y'all know, we are... We are talking about back in the day, and I have a question. Is there an appropriate age to be lazy?
Birth?
No.
No.
Appropriate age to be lazy?
You can be lazy when you get old. Aren't it?
What age would you say?
My grandfather was still out there picking green beans and stuff when she was 80. It kept her young. I mean, because if you start laying down and sitting down, even when you old, I mean, your ass is gonna be stiff and you ain't gonna be able to move. If you stop moving, you're not gonna be able to move.
That's why I said. Mm-hmm.
So really, no, you shouldn't.
When you're born,
so not even like when you're young, maybe like 10 years old or, you know, 15.
Well, that's when your parents want you to sit your little ass down, but no.
I say birth.
We all get a lazy moment.
Because when you first born, you can't move. You ain't got no choice but to lay there. That's it.
So old people not allowed to be lazy.
Nope.
He's all day.
Well, what is your definition of lazy? Is your definition of lazy like relaxing or being lazy like I'm just laying around sitting on a couch all day? Because they can just be relaxing and enjoying retirement but still moving around.
Well, there's
so
a difference.
It depends.
There's a difference between relaxing and being lazy.
And being lazy. Right.
Okay.
So
lazy,
what's the definition?
Being lazy to me means that you can't get your behind up to make an effort to do something for yourself. If you are to the point where you just don't feel like getting up and cooking yourself a meal, and instead you just gonna reach over and grab a bag of chips, that's lazy. If you can't make that effort to do something for your damn self, that's lazy.
I just dial and order. Shoot, I'm too lazy to cook.
Because my mom is 74. With a broken leg, and she still move around. Like, I still can't get her to keep still.
Did you say your mama was 7'4"?
7'4". You know what? I can't.
You know what? Leave her alone.
Her mama played for the African basketball team.
I'm about to say, how many gold rings she got? I mean, gold medals.
Did he say Wolverines? I'm so done with you, Smoke.
Okay, then what's the difference between kids under 18 now and when we were kids or minors?
Shit, that's what.
The main thing is they don't fight. You get mad at one, they get mad at you. You better watch your ass because they're gonna get you.
They kill you.
At what age a kid? At what age would that stop you from confronting a child?
Mm.
What age child would you not confront?
I don't believe in not confronting a child. A child is a child, and I'm a grown ass woman. If a child needs to be confronted, I'm gonna confront it. I don't give a damn you got a gun or not.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I'm just saying.
Hey,
yeah, I really don't.
I brought you to this world. I take you out of this world. I don't care how old you are.
But what if she's not talking about your own kid?
I got a request, Isis.
No,
it really doesn't matter.
Wants you to pick her up and put her in your boobs.
Hopefully they don't have a gun, but I'm not going to just let a child talk to me any kind of way. They're going to get it.
Mm-hmm. It's about respect. Exactly. And I've done that to my friend's kid. You know, I have a friend who is, she's a white lady, and she's kind of a small statured woman. And, you know, she's got teenage boys, and they're taller than her and bigger than her or whatever. And, you know, she lets them push her around and everything. And I sat, you know, he's a little bit taller than me. I don't give a damn. I sat him down, and I was like, look, that is your mama. She brought you into this world. You better treat her with some respect, or else you're going to deal with me. He didn't like that. So.
And how long before he started acting up again?
He waited till I moved away. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's, what's up?
But still, you know. Up. You gotta look out for your.
I don't let kids walk by me with their clothes, with their pants hanging down.
Right.
Do they really pull them up though?
Yes.
Yeah. You tell them and they will.
Yes, they do.
I usually pull up on, if I see dudes on the street like that, I'll pull over on them when I'm at work and talk shit, make them put their pants up. So.
You work?
Wow.
I agree with that one.
No, seriously.
I did that in the store.
Sometimes.
I say, hey, you work here, you're the cashier, and you're showing your ass. Pull your pants up. That's disgusting. He looked at me like I was from another world. And I said, yes, I'm going to call your manager right now.
Wow. So that really does work. It hasn't worked for me.
Oh, no. I can't stand that.
You got to put your angry black woman voice on sometimes to make it happen.
Yeah, for real.
It's a little different down here in Dade County. Because trying to correct somebody on what they're wearing, especially like an ignorant young male, is an open invitation for harassment.
Is it? Because I...
Yeah, because y'all shot Rick Ross. So yeah.
That's because in Dade County, they looking for a reason to be on Cops.
Wait, Cops is filling around
here? They shot Rick Ross. They don't give a fuck.
They be like, what? I'll be on TV.
Well, growing up, did any of you guys either walk to school or catch the bus or ride a bike? How did you get back and forth to school?
Bus.
I rode 2 feet in a heartbeat.
Walking.
Carpooling.
Had to hoof that shit even when it was raining.
Oh, my mama wasn't driving nothing.
Yeah, I walked all of high school.
I took this cool bus. In
early grade. So I called bus.
Because I was an all-girls school bus.
I used to catch the school bus, but then they had a chick that she kind of reminds me of Spice.
Hey!
No, I didn't say nothing yet.
Oh, okay,
I was
good.
I was on the school bus. Man, that ass picture is insane. Y'all need to see this.
Leave my ass alone, leave it ass.
She didn't want us to leave it alone.
For countering the ass.
And Voice is up here showing his guns on Skype. Y'all need to see this.
Guns and ass.
But there was this girl. I went to sit down on the school bus, and she slid her hand on the bottom part of the seat and goosed me. And I was so appalled that I started catching the public bus and never caught the school bus again.
She molested you?
Yeah.
She got molested again?
She slid her hand up under my ass and squeezed it when I went to sit down. That's how you goose somebody.
Oh.
So, Smoke, is it safe to say you was molested by the babysitter, you was molested by the girl on the bus, and now you being molested by Veen? You just...
He a born victim, yo.
We gonna get you some counseling.
Oh my god.
My poor bestie. Lord,
is it safe?
Isis, MK said she needs you to pick her up and put her in your boobs. You're ignoring her.
What?
So
I bought where my Lola's today.
I'm
they
just saying, MK said she needs Isis to... Oh, well, they have.
I don't know. Is Spice feeling some kind of way about that?
By what? I don't understand. What did you say? I didn't hear it.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. She cheating on you, Spice, in your face. In your face. That's some disrespectful shit, too.
What are you talking about? I cannot understand you. You're cutting off.
Okay, since she's cutting off, we're going to move on. All right. Uh-huh. Is it safe for kids to ride the school bus nowadays?
Yes and no.
Why you say yes and no?
Because, you know, bullies and then stupid people. And then, yes, if you're a child, well, not even, because my friend just now, his little boy is autism. And he came home, and he's only, what, 6 years old? And she says the baby ran inside. The bus driver said to her, I just took his jacket off. Well, his arm was red, very red. And the boy doesn't even speak. And he ran to the bathroom, opened the water, put his head under the water. Like something was hurting him very bad. And this is the grandma who waited for the child. And I said, did you take a picture? Did you do anything? She called the mom, and mom came and took him to the hospital. I haven't heard anything from her yet, but it's anything. Children are now safe.
In that case, yes. Because I have an autistic son, too, who rides a bus. In that case, the bus people would need to be contacted right away, and you got to take that all the way up. But having an autistic child on the school bus, they are required by law to accompany your child, to have a monitor there, someone that your child trusts, someone that you trust. And if at any time you don't feel like you can trust that person, you can always ask for them to switch, to change, and it is in your right to do that. But that's one reason why I don't have a problem with my kids riding the bus, because I know that there's a monitor there for my son at all times who will drop him off, walk him to my front door to bring him home, pick him up from my front door every single day.
Right.
So I don't...
Well, that's what they do for this child too, but I don't know if about the monitor, but I know, I think it's the same as the driver. I'm not sure.
Is somebody different from the driver.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a lady or a man or whoever sitting there, and to take care of me. I understand that, but I don't know what happened. I was just like, I felt bad because if this child can even speak, how can, can say what happened? You know what I mean? So
it was also It was also the monitor's job to let the parent know. Whoever they're passing the child to, they need to say, hey, this is what happened. They need to write it down, let him know, so that doesn't happen again.
Exactly. See, I'm not a big fan of the public the school transportation system. Because even me, when I was growing up and catching the school bus to school, these kids were rowdy. I would sit in the middle of the bus because that was the emergency window, just in case.
asses on the back of the bus.
There was moments or times when the bus driver wouldn't even drive us home. He'll take us to the bus depot and tell us to figure it out.
Wow.
What?
Well, I had the bus driver kick us all off and told us that we had to find other transportation. Then called the police on us a few times. But
a few times?
I mean, that's just kids be rowdy like that. But shit, nothing ever happened while I was on the bus except for fights. And when I say fights, I mean fist fights. Did nobody pull out no knives or guns or shit like that when I was going to school. Nowadays, I don't know.
Back in the day, you could not even get up in the bus, so it was a good bus for me. It's an old school Catholic school, so it was no way in hell I'm going to get out of that seat.
Would you say?
Think about that that bus driver that got killed recently when that man jumped on the bus and demanded a child, and he was trying to kidnap. Well, he did kidnap a kid. And he killed the bus driver right there. So it's not always just the kids either.
No.
Well, recently in January, I was reading an article where there was a football player on the bus, and he was having an argument with another dude. So he pulled out a gun, a fully loaded, cocked in, ready to shoot gun. And three guys tackled him and got the gun away from him. This was in Daytona Beach in Florida. And they suspended the three guys who actually saved everybody's life on that bus.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Wow.
I'm not moving to Florida. Florida got some weird gun laws. Trayvon Martin. That's all I'm going to say. Trayvon Martin.
Yeah, he's not the only one. This happens a lot here in Florida, which is very sad to say. Our gun laws, our school systems, and it's I don't know what to say about it. It's a whole nother topic. But would you say kids today are overprivileged or underprivileged?
Over.
Over. Very over. Much over.
Overprivileged, that's without a doubt.
How are they overprivileged?
I mean, well, first of all, everybody is overprotective of these kids nowadays. They can't do shit. They can't get bullied, which is part of life. If you can't live through a freaking bully, I'm sorry. Your job is going to be one of the worst bullies that you ever going to get. If you can't take that, that's one of the issues. They have all this Xbox and shit in their room. They don't even play with toys anymore. The niggas don't even play with toys anymore. They just fucking video games and all this shit. These niggas is overprivileged.
They don't play damn. Outside.
Yeah, they don't go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Would you blame that on the parents?
Yep. I did too.
Hell yeah, it's all the parents' fault.
I blame it on Rick Ross.
Lord Jesus.
The kids is fucking. That's what they're doing. The kids is fucking.
Well, you was doing that too when you was you your was age.
Being, being molested.
And?
How you gonna talk about the kids and you got it?
We ain't talking about me. We ain't talking about me.
Wait, is it talking about the kids? If he enjoyed it?
Nope. Because I was like, please, can I do that kissing thing again? With the lips, can you show me how to kiss again?
Oh my God.
But this time it was in front of all the parents, so she was like, shut up.
Wow.
He was a noob in training. He always knew what he was going to be.
Yo, yo.
Did you guys work while you were in high school, whether it was either a summer job or after school job?
Yep.
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 What did you do?
No.
I worked for Chick-fil-A, and I worked at Target, and I worked at the commissary.
Dang.
You had a lot of jobs. You're making?
Had to. Shoot. My parents was not giving me money for nothing, and I wanted a car.
Mm-hmm. I got I was a little privileged in that way. I didn't have to work.
I only had one job.
But I did go to tutors and stuff so that I could get ahead.
That's
how. And I did after school program, so I didn't have time to work.
So you were a keener.
Exactly, because I did after school
program. No, because of my dyslexia and stuff, I needed some extra tutors. So I didn't have the time to do all that.
Oh, you were special.
She's still is.
Hey, I was special, but my grades were high. So say what you want.
Was that on the curve?
Fuck y'all. I'll show you the curve.
My mom didn't know how to sew, and I went to dancing class, and I went to piano class, and then I went to guitar class, and I'm like, I keep the guitar and I forget the piano, and things like that. But we most of the time were locked up in the house cleaning and cooking. We had to go outside only if we behaved, and we always behaved. So when we were outside, it was on. But we were good kids. Nowadays, these kids that go outside, they're having sex. And they're like, what, 9, 10, 11 years old?
Shit, the kids don't go outside.
They don't go outside. Shoot. And now the parents is like, get out of here. Go outside. Leave me alone. And I'm like, really?
Go outside and do what?
Uh-huh.
It, run around in
the
circle.
I cannot try and play ball. I was with the boys.
Crazy. They don't even know how to play. That's horrible. Mm-hmm. They have no imagination. That's not good for a kid.
Nope.
Right.
We made cardboard houses on top of the tree. We were just like crazy. We make our little club and, you know, those days.
All I needed was a pie tin and some dirt. I was having fun.
You still making butterflies. They would say they would make our own pool and we will be swimming on underwears, you know what I'm saying? And we were just kids.
Let me tell you, growing up in my block, we eat. Well, each block had their own cheerleading squad, and we would battle each other on Saturdays at the park. So,
yeah.
You know, as young girls, we really played, but we didn't play like young girls, because that's when I learned how to, you know, pop that coochie, like mm-hmm. Luke say. And, you know, it's one thing when you're doing it as a child, you think that's cute to see your little camel toe pop up and down and
Wu-Tang with it.
Gia says some of those kids don't even know how to ride a bike. It's true. Very true.
Did you say Luke told y'all how to pop it? I thought I heard that. Luke actually came to y'all school and taught y'all how to pop?
She is. Ooh, yes.
Wow.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. She does live in Florida.
That's all we did. That's all we did. We were the inventors of making your booty slap and high five the floor.
Oh my gosh.
Mm, let me tell you something. Growing up in Florida, if you didn't know how to pop it, you just wasn't a real Floridian.
Wow.
Yes, that was a part of life.
We went roller skating. We went doing, you know, ride our bikes and play football, baseball, kickball, and that's what I was doing.
Describe a Saturday morning as a preteen when you were a kid.
Cartoons. Cleaning the house. I had my uniform.
It's the exact same as my Saturday mornings now.
All the cereal, some cartoons, and then you looking at the time the cartoons done. You get ready to go outside and play. Like, what?
Let me say.
We are the littles.
There you go.
We could not watch cartoons until everything was done in the house. We could not do nothing until then.
See,
and then you have to wear your uniform, because we have to wear uniforms. So I have to wash my own uniforms and iron my own uniforms to be ready for Monday or the whole week.
Shout outs to MK, who was a Jehovah's Witness. She was the one who everybody hid.
Lord, my mom was dodging. My mom answered the door, I'm an atheist, and slam it. I'm serious. My mom still do it to the day. She'd be like, I'm an atheist, and slam the door in their face.
I just opened the door.
That's the only way you get rid of them.
They knock on the door.
It will turn around.
Can I tell you about Jesus?
No, that's not the only way. When they knock on my door, I open it up, and they say, you know, they start with their pamphlets and everything, and then I look at them, and I turn my head to the side.
Dick swinging.
No.
Smoke say, can I do that kissing thing with you?
I turn my head to the side, and I look at them like the girl from The Ring. And they just stand there, and they be like, oh, you okay? And then they walk away.
So you become possessed to get them to come.
I just look at them. Oh, you'd be like, oh, fuck.
I don't know if I'm going to be on this call anymore with Smoke.
See, my mama would actually invite them in and sit them down and pull out her Bible and can counteract everything that they said. And so they would never come back. So, I mean, it would be about once every 2-3 months they come by. Somebody new would come. And so she sent them down and tell them about Jesus and all that good stuff. Telling the real story about Jesus.
But I would accept the watchtower. Because, you know, on Saturday mornings, my mama had me cleaning every vase, every mirror, every glass table.
You was welcome in that interruption.
We have to clean before we do anything.
How come y'all all had this great, like, Saturdays where y'all got to watch cartoons, and every Saturday from, like, 7 a.m. to, like, 7 p.m. I was in church and shit, singing Bible verses and whatnot? What? Did I miss something? Is this why I'm so jaded right now? I didn't get to watch no cartoons?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. That was my Sunday.
And probably, I might be the person who used to slam the door on Uncle Schmo, because we Seventh-day Adventists and Jehovah's Witnesses, and we knock on your door.
Except
Christ in your life. How could you? Ooh, what? You went to church? Y'all so secular.
My granddaddy was a reverend, so I used to have to be at the church early and just sleep on the pew. That was Sunday.
I used to set up for communion and sneak some crackers into my purse. I love me some matzo crackers.
We went to church and then the matinee and then some lunch.
Well,
y'all's church didn't last that long, apparently, because you can't go to church and then a matinee. No, you're going to have to eat between that.
Unless you're going to sunrise service.
And then we went like a late dinner, lunch, whatever you want to call it. And we used to go to this Chinese place, and it was so nice. And then my mother will buy, you know, have you ever been with the, and it was only the two of us, and they would buy one meal and split it between the two of us. And we were like, okay. You see, it was a lot of food anyway. But, yeah, we loved it. When it come, Sunday came, it was like, ooh, church matinee, and then, you know, our tools, whatever you
want. We used to go to McDonald's after church in our church. And I would send it a whole sermon thinking about when I'm going to get in McDonald's. The whole sermon. That's all I could think about.
Wait, me too, Finn.
We would have church, and then after church, you go to Luby's or, well, y'all don't have Luby's, but, you know, Golden Corral or something, and then you go turn around and go right back to church wearing that same outfit.
No, McDonald's, and we sat inside.
And you know what the difference is with Finn is what he's forgetting to tell y'all is he would sit there every Sunday and think about it the entire thing, and then when he got to McDonald's, he'd have the same damn Happy Meal every time.
I had the McDLT. Remember when they came out the McDLT with the little plastic styrofoam
one side hot, one side cold?
I would get that every time, but I would always stay there. I was going to get something else, but that was it. There were no combo meals back then, so you got that to fries. And then you split a drink.
I don't know what y'all are talking about, because I did not go to church until Second Life. Big shout out to Derek Stewart.
All right.
That's when I went to church.
What things from your childhood do you wish you could partake in today?
Catch a kiss, get a little bit.
No bills.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that.
Absolutely. No work and no bills.
We could just chill and get paid.
And just eat candy and not have to worry about being fat and getting fat and shit.
That's right.
Whatever the hell I want. Oh my God, if I can eat ice cream and not blow up the bathroom. Nick. Wow.
It's nowadays.
They got special ice cream now for that.
Shout out to Charmin.
See, I gotta disagree with Karen, because nowadays, even years ago, remember Maury, that big old girl named Jessica? She was like 250 pounds by the age of five.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I.
By how old?
Her little ass probably never went outside and played. My ass was running around in circles.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, I can go outside? Yeah. Oh, my God.
And you stayed out. You put in shifts.
You still running in circles outside.
You had to be with the street lights was on, so you put in shifts outside.
I have a question. Finn, are you borrowing your internet from someone? Because you sound really distorted.
Yeah,
because
it sounds like he said he plays shits outside.
It's like you're really cutting off and sound like you're in a cave.
He's downloading illegal music, so they're siphoning his internet. That's that new shit that they put out.
Yeah.
poor stuff.
I tell him that earlier. I'm like, what the hell? How can I understand what he was saying?
At what age should kids start to do household chores?
One.
As soon as they can walk.
As soon as they can sit their ass up. Hand me
walk.
That.
Walk? Are you kidding
Bring me?
You just need to put like
3 years old, and I'm talking about
picking
up their own toys.
Around the floor.
3 years old, picking up their own toys.
Yeah, as soon as they can play with them toys, teach them how to pick up after themselves.
Yeah.
As soon as they come out, oh my God.
Pick up your Bible. Get your home Bible.
No. See, the funny thing about that, Claudia, is that my mother has a little car for when I was like about 2 and a half, because I told her I knew everything. She got me get a job, and she made me sign it. You can't really sign it, so it looked all crazy. She was like, see, this one you decide you was grown, so this one you had to get a job, because obviously since you know everything, you don't need a mama to take care of everything, so you need to get a job. So, you know, as soon as they start getting attitude back, you got to get a job. Get out.
Exactly.
Take all that back talking you're doing, all that. Could I tell you something?
shit.
I want my mom to come on one of these shows so y'all can listen to her, because y'all may understand me a little better if you talk to her, because she be like, I mean, how your kids get fat when they little? Like, if you see pictures of me when I was little, I was a bone thin. She was like, I kept her running like it didn't. Listen, if you had time to sit and eat, you had time to be moving and doing something. That's the problem right there. Like, I don't understand, like, how kids get to that level unless, like, technology raises them.
I am fat here, fat now, but I'm going to tell you, when I was a kid, I was skin and bones.
Exactly.
You see some pictures?
Maybe it's a different age, different, don't care. Because when we was growing up, we did stuff outside. Like, you'd be outside snapping off with your friends. Y'all going to the park. Y'all getting in fights. Y'all at basement parties. You think you're supposed to be doing. You was doing shit. Nowadays, all them kids would be on the internet being bullied.
Get the hell out the house. I would go outside and just, you know how you had a little poles? I would go and I would just run and then just jump and then swing around the pole. And just slide down.
So you a pole dancer, then. You would get your pockets on for your career choice later on in life. That's what's up.
But also, I think parents before used to cook more than parents now. Like, if we asked my mom for fast food, she'd be like, you got food in the house. Like, you don't need fast food. I think kids nowadays eat a lot of fast food, too. They don't go outside and they eat McDonald's.
That's true. Let me tell you.
I came from Jamaica. The only time I got fat was when I started eating McDonald's, because I found this, like, I didn't have to cook. I didn't have to go outside and chop nothing down and cook it fresh. I could just go ahead and order a pizza or shit.
Listen, everybody who come from the Caribbean get fat within, like, the first 6 months.
Is this better?
North America, better, they get fat.
But even when I was a kid, took my mom would have, months. Like, treats. We would go out and have fast food every now and then, and I still didn't get fat, because if you go out and you run your ass around and you walk to school and you make your child go to do sports and all kinds of stuff, your kids shouldn't be fat, because they should be working out.
Carrie, can you cook?
No.
You can't cook?
I can't cook worth a damn. My husband,
at least she honest.
Ooh, Carrie, in my house, I think when we turned to a point where we could reach the stove, my grandmother ushered us all in as women, because the boys didn't have to learn how to cook, because heaven forbid they touch a dish or something other than to eat. She made us cook like slaves, like we was in there slaving in a hot kitchen, because we didn't handle air conditioning, because we was Jamaican and they cheap, and that's extra. You can't get no air conditioning, it's extra. So you sweating for a big family. It's like all the girls and all the guys outside having fun.
Air
like,
conditioning was a fan in the window.
Yeah, my mom told my sister how to cook and everything, but by the time I got there, she was like, I don't have no time for you. Go
what
play.
You need to do, Carrie, though, you need to learn how to make one signature dish. I call a fake meow dish. If you don't know how to cook, when you fake people out so they think you know how to cook, just make one dish. You know how to cook.
Everything. I know how to make, like, lasagna. And
there you go. That's all you got to do. You can cook. Shh, don't tell nobody that.
Like that.
Don't fuck up your marketability. You tell somebody you don't know how to cook.
You know how you do that stuff where you're supposed to make up a meal with, like, oregano. You just have some oregano and some hot dogs, and you be like, I'm just going to make some food. That shit, you like
to do it in Spanish. They said we said oregano and hot dogs.
We have to learn how to cook. We don't get no maid.
Sounds like some Iron Chef type shit.
We have to cook no matter what. I was cooking since I was 7 years old. And
no, my husband knows how to cook. Mm-hmm.
See, but
husband know how to cook. Like, you actually know a man that goes in the kitchen and actually touches the stove?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Where you following
that?
Because I've been one of them my whole life.
He cooks better than I cook, and I know how to cook everything.
Are you crazy? I come from a family full of men, and I promise you, when they come to visit my house, like my husband, they used to be like, yo, you going to cook? I just came from work, though. Y'all been here all day waiting on me. They's like, we took the chicken out. We took the pots out. But yeah, we ain't cook. So you waited till I got home?
See, this is what my parents did, especially my mom. She gave birth to 3 boys, and her thing was all of her boys will know how to cook, so we don't have to rely on any woman to make us something to eat if we are hungry. And if I decide I'm hungry, I'm not going to make no damn fucking instant noodles. If I want lasagna, I'll cook lasagna. If I want to make curry chicken, I'll make curry chicken. Whatever I feel like cooking, I can cook, because that's how I was raised. Most of my friends, I like to eat everything else, but I eat like a horse.
But see, the voice is not that they don't know how to cook. These are Caribbean men. They just won't. If a woman is available, That means a chef in the a cook, a cleaner, somebody to wash their clothes, somebody go ahead and pick their cup up from off the floor.
That's from the Caribbean. My dad was born in Jamaica. He knows how to cook. Where do you think I learned a lot of my skills from? Not because
and,
I was.
And your mama allow him to cook?
You damn right my mom allows him to cook. Now, it's the exact same way with my house right now. My dad can't cook.
I cannot deal with a man in my kitchen.
When he wants, that's your kitchen though. Maybe because you were never allowed to have a man cook for you, one that can actually fucking cook.
I don't trust that, you nigga. Y'all might still be a roof and have sex with me. I'm that kind of person. I'm
All right, the voice. I got a special question for the voice.
Alright.
Okay, you said you have three brothers.
Well, no, I have two brothers.
Okay, you have two brothers, and your
math's a little off.
All right, is there? And your mom taught you guys how to be independent, correct?
Correct.
Okay, is there a thin line between teaching kids how to be independent or just teaching kids how to raise themselves so the parent won't have to be bothered?
No, they taught us how to be independent so after we are not living with them anymore, that we can survive on our own. Now, with that being said, of the three boys, I am the only one that is actually still out on his own, making a living for himself, and can still actually cook a fucking meal. Both my other brothers, one of them is 5 years older than me. He's living back at home with his parents. With my parents, I should say. My other brother, I don't know. I don't give a fuck. My other brother, I'm not 100% sure where the hell he's at. But, bruh, if you listening, I want my fucking money.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. You got some.
Well,
he's going to turn this into a collection agent.
If he is listening, I don't know what to tell you.
I just want to give a quick shout out, you know, to everybody here at the spot. And I wanted to give some insight on Digi. For y'all who don't know, I'm going to tell it. Don't worry about it. I'm going to tell it. But Digi's dad is famous. Okay? Digi's dad is famous. And for all y'all who didn't know, y'all going to know now, his dad is the original gangster Ice-T. All right, I just wanted to let y'all know. Jackson. No, look at his picture. He looks just like his dad.
Oh, I didn't.
He looks just like his dad.
Yeah, I didn't know Ice-T was from Jamaica.
Oh, really?
Everybody from Jamaica now. That's the new thing.
Everybody is not from Jamaica.
Everybody from Jamaica, and all females are bi.
No, females are not bi.
Before we go into commercial break, I'm going to read a quote. And then we'll go ahead and dissect it when we get back. Children are not born bad, stupid, or lazy.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. That's bullshit.
So when we come back from break.
No, they're not.
When we come back from break, we're going to go ahead and talk about this.
Oh, my God.
Not born stupid. They are.
Oh, man. My smell now.
I did fix it.
Oh shit! Go connect it from another house.
Wow, that's harsh.
It's seriously not better yet. It's not better.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, did you see my new picture? I put it just for you and Smoke.
Spice, your ass is distracting.
Need to take that down.
Ass.
Smack it. That's a damn blimp. Fuck an ass. That's a blimp.
You need to get slapped with a bottle of diet pill.
We could have a cheek to ourselves.
I'm mad you keep putting us live, Smoke. Really?
Huh?
Don't, huh, nigga? And then he be like, huh? Like, he don't know what he doing. I'm listening.
Every time y'all start talking about something bad, you should know you're going live as soon as y'all start talking about something bad. Kind of,
just like you say.
Oh, my goodness.
Only Smoke.
Once
again, all right. Children are not born bad, stupid, or lazy. Who agrees with that?
I agree.
It's a learned trait.
I disagree.
I agree.
agree.
Okay, what? Then how do children become bad, stupid, and lazy?
Bad parents, lazy mama. Parents, and stupid parents. Mm-hmm.
The parents come first, and then the bad influence.
Well, when you have a parent who won't cook and you're hungry, what do?
Starve to death?
You make friends.
And say, my mama don't know how to cook, and you feel me? You learn.
Okay, we have Brooklyn asking, what's the definition of stupid? Mm. Anybody? Take your time.
You mean definition
of stupid?
Slow child. That takes forever to learn. One of the kids that don't have no learning disability but just can't fucking read because their parents ain't taught them shit.
The one that walks into the door constantly like he forgets to turn the doorknob.
The one with the nickname can't get right.
That's not stupid. That's somebody with learning disability. I'm talking about the niggas that ain't got no learning disability. The niggas that just don't know shit.
I will say for the definition of stupid is even if that child doesn't have any learning disability, I think it's most of all like they want attention. And look what I do, look how I act, that's being acting stupid or being stupid. But I don't think anybody is born stupid or, you know, it's just the way they being brought up by, you know, their family or the way they, some people do. Some kids do that for attention.
Okay. Would you say, I'm going to give an example. Would you say this is a lazy child? The remote control battery does not work. So they look all over the house for new batteries because they want to change the channel.
No, because they saw me do that.
That's being stupid.
That's not being stupid.
That's being lazy.
That's not being lazy.
No, you're being lazy and it's stupid because you just get up and change it manually. You know what I mean?
I don't hate it, but I want the remote to work.
Most of the TVs nowadays don't even have buttons on to change the channel.
Yes, they do.
They do.
Some of them you gotta rely on the remote. Like you can't do it so much.
But so, Rock, that's because you buy your TV from the swap meet.
Exactly. No.
Those TVs come without buttons. Without serial numbers, too. We're not going to tell nobody. They come without serial numbers, too.
Said ain't no buttons to change. Rock, go look at your TV right now.
It actually does have buttons.
It's on the side of the TV, maybe.
Or the bottom.
Side of the TV.
Look, it's in the back where we can't see it. They trying to trick us.
Oh, poor Rock.
Trying to make you lazy. It's the industry. Baby. It's not the parents.
Have you ever gotten beat up or jumped as a kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
If you were inner city youth, you got jumped or beat up. It's a guarantee.
No.
Guarantee.
No,
that's your ghetto pass right there.
I never got in a fight. Well, then I got picked on.
I got in a fight for my sister to defend my sister. I cut the bitch out. Okay.
But did you get your ass whooped? Is what she's asking.
No.
Or jumped.
Nice. I swung back.
No. Okay. Y'all suburbians.
Wait a minute.
No one that lived in the inner city has not gotten their ass whooped or got jumped. It's not possible.
Wait, who got jumped on Pam?
I'm in Richmond. I never got jumped or got my ass whooped.
I never got in a fight.
The
first time I got jumped because I had a bracelet my father gave me, a Cuban link bracelet, like an idiot. He told me not to wear it to school, but you know what that means. I'm wearing it to school anyway. And I was at the bus stop and a dude walked up to me like, what you looking at? And my dumb ass was like, nothing. And like three other dudes. Before I knew it, I was unconscious on the middle of them. Yeah. Be chilling. He stole my bracelet. About four dudes.
Mm-mm.
So
wow.
That was the first. I've been jumped, I think, twice.
That's what made you turn into a cop? He was like,
I know where I'm going. That's what happened.
Second time,
I bumped into a dude, and we started fighting, and I started winning, and next thing I know, I got dizzy, because it felt like somebody hit me in the head. I don't know. I know I was winning, and I woke up. So,
what, roofies in his blood?
You can't win a fight around the wrong people, so...
Brooklyn said you got jumped because you be running your mouth and you always calling people an ass.
No, that wasn't it. That was no, really, real talk. The first time was because of my bracelet, and the second time was like because I was winning the fight.
And then you got dizzy.
Yeah, because somebody hit the shit out of me from behind.
They hit him with diabetes.
Oh,
damn.
I don't even know what that is.
Second time, though, was you talking shit, though?
Oh, we know you. The second time.
Was you talking shit to get in the fight in the first place?
The second time, I bumped into a dude, and he was like, my bad, homie. And I was like, okay. And I kept walking, and then he swung at me. So I turned around. You know, you drop your books, you do the little circle dance, you know. Then we just started trading blows. And I started getting a few in more than he was getting in. And then somebody hit me in the back of my head, and that was it. So. The end.
So they hit you in the soft spot in the back of your head?
The soft spot in the back of my head, yeah. That's right.
Okay.
Schmuck, why did you get jumped?
I was defending my little brother. And my little brother was messing with some girl at school. And the little girl called her brother. And then he started beating on my brother. So I went start beating on his ass. And then somebody hit me with something over my eye. And then... next thing you know, I was sitting in the principal's office with blood and having to go get stitches.
Yep.
And there was girls around. That's why we got in a fight.
Wow. Because
that's usually how it happens. Girls all around.
Girls almost got me killed, but that's a whole other story.
Baseball cards.
Girls, are you calling somebody an ass?
No. Girls almost got me killed. My boy was showing off with some girls. I'm not taking the whole story. Go ahead, y'all. I'll sit here and talk for 2 hours. I promise you, the first time I ever saw a real gun was because some girls was playing basketball. We were showing off, and we got talking shit that we obviously couldn't back up because we ready to fight. They ready to shoot. And next
thing
I know, they
had the gun on you.
No. We were showing off for girls. We had girls with us, and we were showing off playing basketball. And some next door neighbors didn't like what we was doing. They came out talking shit. We got into an argument, and we think, oh, the girls, yeah, we gonna whoop y'all asses. It's like, no, you not gonna whoop our asses. We'll shoot you. And before I knew it, they had a gun to my friend's head. This is like 3 p.m. sunny day in the middle of the summer. I had never seen a gun before. I'm like, oh, damn. Shit, this is serious. Shit just got real. So.
Chicago.
No, it's Detroit.
Close enough.
Yeah. One of them urban cities.
Are parents teaching their kids how to deal with bullies?
Yes.
They probably aren't, but they should.
Probably not.
Most parents, no.
No,
they're telling them to go tell a teacher.
My parents taught me to fight back.
I mean, it's
a whole different generation.
It's hard to deal with bullies
though.
Today, though. I think parents today don't know how to deal with the type of bullying that's going on. Let's face it, you as a parent today, you did not have some idiot on Facebook bullying you.
Yeah,
if you were getting bullied, it was in school.
True.
They had you slammed up against the wall, bashing your head into it in the bathroom. They're not bullying
they
you.
They have
the way
pictures
they bully
and shit,
here.
Though, too, back then.
It's way different. No, it's different now.
It's more high end, and I don't think a lot of parents know how to deal with it, let alone. I mean, you could talk to your kids about bullying, but how do you tell your kid, don't post nothing on Facebook? Good luck with that one.
This is one of the disadvantages we have or our kids today have over us because we didn't have all that access. Like you said, it was just, you know, physical in your face bullying. Now I can bully you from your phone. I can tweet. You know, didn't somebody get killed? I was reading the other day about somebody getting killed over tweeting. One of them
exactly.
Rappers. Yeah, that's so funny. It's crazy now.
Like, growing up, how did you deal with bullies? Or if you were a bully, how did you get dealt with?
I wasn't a bully. But I got bullied a few times, and my mother, I was raised by a single mother. She always told me that, you know, you fight back. That's it. So eventually, I just got tired of running, and I fought back and his ass. And then I did not. Then I was kind of impressed with myself, you know. So
we didn't know what bully meant then. You know, it's like you just defend yourself. You want to fight? You push me. I'm gonna push you back. You know. You don't let
no, I actually ran. I ran. I'm not bullshitting.
You ran?
I ran for like 3 weeks straight. I ran. Then I saw this dude. He would talk shit. I ran from his ass, and I was like, you know what? I'm tired of running. I beat the brakes off that motherfucker one day. Like I ran for threes for nothing. Track practice for nothing. You know.
Beating a little boy like your boy from A Christmas Story.
So what's the biggest?
No, I mean, he was younger than me.
I got bullied, but you know, I just lucky for me, I just ignored them.
Be all right.
And basically told them shut the fuck up a few times, and it kind of went away. I mean, I didn't like it and everything, but I wasn't one of the kids that was hella weak, so I didn't bully nobody, but I didn't have to deal with that like that.
I used to be a bully, Carrot. I used to be a bully.
You still are a bully.
No, I'm not. I used to be a bully until I started fighting the kids my age.
You know? I carry a .22 caliber. I don't care.
I didn't use a gun.
I was a bully.
That's the thing, though. That's the thing, though. Back in our day, the worst thing you had to worry about was if you beat somebody up, then their big brother would come whoop your ass. Or worst case, a little bit older, you know, then you would get two or three guys whooping your ass. But nowadays, niggas are scared to take an ass whooping. And that's the problem with today. So they're scared to take an ass whooping. Mm-hmm. So the result
is person goes around whooping ass anymore. Everyone carries a weapon.
And you know what? Carry
because they're scared to take that ass. Take an ass whooping and go home.
Exactly.
The bully situation I told y'all about, like I said, he was younger than me. After I whooped his ass, we got cool. I promise you, no bullshit. We got cool after that.
But see, when you whipped his ass, they didn't have somebody stand on the side recording that shit.
Yes.
That's true.
So the ass whipping goes into the history books, into the memory banks.
Forever. And everybody, your children's children can pull up through ancestor.com when you got beat up and the whole family could just watch that.
And that's the end of the show because I messed up on the recording. Check y'all next week, man.